Sunday, Yud Zayin Sivan, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Binyan Hachona to a Mitzvah.
Thank you. Mishus, last week we had a parsha of Achilas Mon, and Chazal tell us in Gemara in Yuma that by the Mon, anything you thought before you ate, you wanted to eat. Meat, you felt when you ate it, meat, you wanted to eat. Fish, so the machshove, the thought of the person, decided what kind of food you're going to feel when you eat the mon. The Kedushas Levi zogt that the apostle said that Eden had a taina, they were mourning and yawning, why can't they have meat? In Mitzrayim, they had dogim, but they wanted to have meat. So you ask, what's the problem? Why couldn't they have a machshove that I want to feel the taste of meat in the mon? They would have had meat. Dort a gewaltige chiddush. Klal Yisrael, the last time they ate meat was in Mitzrayim before Kabbalas HaTorah. So they didn't eat kosher meat. They eat meat without shchita, without meliche, without salting, without shechting. So they couldn't have in the mon a machshove of treifene meat. It wouldn't work. So that's why they had to have slav to have meat. And what we see from this limud of the machshava of the person was kiveya, what taste is going to feel in the mon. We see the power of a machshava in spiritual aspects. Begashmias, it wouldn't work. If you eat fish and you have your mind on meat, you still have a taste of fish. But because the mon was a machol of ruchnius, a spiritual type of food, which the Rebbeinu Shem sent to Klal Yisrael by Nes, the machshove had a tremendous power on the mon, what taste it should have. On Be'emes, this machshove, this limud of mon, we find today as well. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yitesu, with Aleph, Zog the Gemara. Omele Kese le Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. The king told Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Nema tafshil shel Shabbos reichoi noidev. Why is the Shabbos macholim so tasty? What ingredients do you put into the Shabbos de Gemeichel should be so tasteful? Omele tavlin echod yeshlon. We have a special ingredient, a special flavor, which you put into the food. The Shabbos Shemoi, it's called Shabbos. Shonu matidim letoichoi, we put it into the fruit, v'reichoi noidev, it has a wonderful taste. Omalei ten lenu hamenu, give me a bit of this kind of ingredients you put in into the Shabbos, the fruit, the flavor, can you give us a bit? Omalei, no, it wouldn't work for you. Kol ha-meshamres ha-shabbos mo'iloi. It only works if someone is a shemesh Shabbos. Ayidu is a shemesh Shabbos. Has a special flavor which he puts into the chont, and it has a special tam. She'ine meshabres ha-shabbos eine mo'iloi. Someone is not a shemesh Shabbos agoy, it wouldn't work. So what is it, the Shabbos? What makes the chon so tasty on Shabbos and impossible to eat on a Tuesday afternoon? What is it? It's the power of the machshove, of the ruchnius, which has got a power over the food. The rabbis in state, Erev Shabbos, and she cooks the chon for Shabbos, the Welt sagt, the chon depends on the guests. What type of food do we see? It depends on the guest. Shabbosdige food. How much machshove you put in the food. How much heart, mesiras nefesh, this will work out and have an influence on the food itself, like the mon. Because when it comes to ruchnius, machshove is more powerful than a meise. The thought of a person is more powerful than the action someone does. And why do we have to make the lemaisa? We can't make a maisa. We can't make a mitzvah machshove and not make a maisa. We have to do the actual mitzvah. But the input of machshove and hachone has got a gewaltige koyach. We find the Gemara zogt the same Omid, Shabbos Kufites. Rab Chanina mi'ate v'koa panye demale shapse. He used to put on his Shabbos begodim before Shabbos. And he went out and he said, Boyu v'neitzi likra Shabbos hamalka. Let's go and welcome the Shabbos. What is it? Hours before Shabbos, welcoming the Shabbos. It's the machshove, the preparation to welcome a Shabbos, makes the Shabbos different. Chas v'sholem, someone will not prepare himself for Shabbos. Although he'll keep all the halachas, it's not the same Shabbos. Because when it comes to Ruchnius, it's important that the person should prepare himself, prepare his machshove, his thought, his yearning toward the Shabbos. My father, Zayn Gesund, always tells us a story. When he was a young boy in Vienna, there was a gentleman coming in to shul minutes before Shabbos, direct from his office. And he used to take all the muktzah things, put it in his, everybody had, he had a place, or he had a stender, he put it there. And as a child, it disturbed him terribly. It disturbed him, mama, she couldn't take it. Avada, the gentleman, wasn't Mechal Shabbos at all. But he didn't prepare. He didn't put in mind, in his mind, the hachonah, the preparation for Shabbos. He did the act of Shabbos without an hachonah. Years later, my father said, I can't remember where he was, if Montevideo, he was in a very far place for the yeshiva. And Shabbos afternoon, he walked to Mincha. Then he looks across the street, he sees it's a familiar face, someone walking with a dog. And he asked the young boy who went, took him to shul, said, do you know who this gentleman is? So to you, he's Nebuchadnezzar, he's called Azoy Nazoy. It was the same gentleman. He wasn't Mechal Shabbos Chas V'Sholem as a young man, but he didn't prepare, he didn't cherish the Shabbos. He didn't put on his clothes before Shabbos to say, L'chodoydi likraskalo. And because he didn't prepare himself, he didn't have a yearning to the Shabbos, he didn't wait for Shabbos. Amach lotzim Shabbos umaharin lovoy. He ran towards the Shabbos. He didn't prepare, he didn't put his mind to the Shabbos. The Shabbos lost its value. And once Chas V'Sholem a mitzvah loses the value, you can lose a mitzvah. The mitzvah makes a mitzvah to be with the Yid. But if the Yid doesn't respect it, he wouldn't mind to keep him away. Memeile, whenever someone prepares himself to Ruchnius, it's very important to have the complete mind in preparation for the mitzvah, and he's got to cherish, be mechabed, respect it, see it as a schus that you can make a mitzvah. Then the mitzvah will be with you in a proper way, with a proper taste, like we find in Mon and even in the food of Shabbos. That's the power of Machshava. There's a post in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech zokt, Betziloi chomadeti v'yoshavti. In the shadow of Hashem, I have yearned and sat in the shadow. Upirioi mosoik lechiki, and its fruit are tasty and sweet for me. So why does he have to say Betziloi chomadeti v'yoshavti? Isn't it enough to be sitting in the shadow of Hashem? It's got to be chomadeti. I'm waiting for it. I'm looking forward. I've got a yearning. I've got a thirst for it. Zog de goyen. If it would be yoshavti and not chomadeti, if you wouldn't have a yearning for it, then it wouldn't have the same taste. It wouldn't be upirioi mosoik lechiki. It wouldn't be sweet enough. And you can lose it. And he says, even someone gets a present, a beautiful present, but he doesn't cherish it. It might be expensive. He doesn't cherish it, he's not looking forward to it. It won't have the same taste. it won't make him satisfied, and might be the next day he's going to lose it, because he's not mechabed the matoni he gets. So Shlomo HaMelech b'tzilo chomadeti ve'yoshavti. I was waiting for it. I was looking forward to it. That is why it has a chashivas. You find by a mitzvah, machshava toiva akodesh baruch hu matzar for lemaise. Someone chas v'sholem wants to make a mitzvah chishev las, it's mitzvah. Ve'ne'enas, it didn't work out. The Eibishter looks upon him as if he would make the mitzvah, because he wanted to do it. He had a yearning. He did the maximum he could. Even Chas v'Sholem becomes oynes, it's still like he made the mitzvah. Rashi brings down last week, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't make the menorah mixture of one piece of gold, and it should work out the menorah. He couldn't do it. What did he do? He took a piece of gold, put it into the fire, and out came a menorah. Alpines was a miracle. So the kashi is, if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knew that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot do a menorah, no basudon, no human being can make a menorah from one piece of gold, it's impossible. So why did he have to tell him all the details and the halachas how to do it? He anyway can't do it. The well dog, someone asked the Briskov the kasha, or the Briskov gesagt, he have a menorah, it's a miracle, but you have to check in Shulchan Aruch if it's kosher or not. You can't rely on an S. This is a brisket eretz. So the Welt hazoi. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be Moshe Nefesh himself and wouldn't have tried to make a menorah, the Nes wouldn't have happened. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have the power to take a piece of gold and put it into fire and become a menorah? Because he tried and he worked on it and he cherished the work to prepare the menorah. He made his utmost what he could. Then the nest came. It is only when we put in everything we have to be mekayim a mitzvah properly. So even though it wouldn't have been possible otherwise, the Eibishter gives the siyata d'shmaya and it becomes. We are extremely limited in our society, in our world, in the influence of the outside world. We are extremely limited in our capability in being mekayem mitzvahs or being talmidei chachomim as they were before the war. We haven't got the koiches. We haven't got the possibilities, because you need a whole generation of tzaddikim and chassidim and kedoshim. We need a different world. We need a Chofetz Chaim. We need... If there would be a Baal Shem Tov today, the world would be different. But we haven't. It's the final stages before Mashiach. It's hard times. The influence of the outside world is terrible. We are limited in action. But let us not limit our yearning, our wish, our vision that we want to be great people. The limitation in action, in the Maise, is not a reason to limit our Machshove, to limit our Hachone. The Pasuk says, Ze Hashem Kivinu Loi. The Mashiach will come, everyone will say, Ze Hashem. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. What Ribbono Shel Olam? Kivinu loy, that we have hoped for. You would only be zeichem, but the Chofetz Chaim once said, there's no question the Mashiach will come. Everyone will be zeichem much more than we have today, as he mentioned before, because unfortunately we are limited. But we will not have more than we wanted and wished today. Ze Hashem kivinu loy. If we have our vision right, that we want to be Talmid HaChomim, we want to be Tzadikim, we do our utmost in the corner to our circumstances of today, to learn Shiurim as much as we can, to do mitzvahs in the way we can, then the Mashiach will come. The Eibishter will give us what we wanted. But it can't be that we're going to have more than even we wished for. We are happy. We have it. We had in Pirkei Avos yesterday. Im lomadet Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik toivu le'atzmecha, don't feel happy. Oh, I did it. Ki lekach nitzorto, you were created for the sake of learning Torah. Zog de Goen, what does it mean? Ki lekach nitzorto, you were created for the sake of learning Torah. Zog de Goen, the Gemara zog de Masechtes Nida, before a Yid is born, the Malach comes, the angel comes and learns the complete Torah with him. And when he gets born, he gets a little tap here and he forgets what he has learned. Frank de Gorn, so why learn? You're going to forget it anyway once you come out on this beautiful world. So why learn the whole Torah? Zog de Gorn, there's nothing as great, as holy as the Torah. Torah is Kodesh Kodoshim, Chazal say, Onoichi, Anon Nafshes, Kosves Yehovas. Hashem says that I have put my soul into the Torah. So how is it possible a simple person after a beautiful breakfast and before a beautiful dinner, you should learn the Heilige Torah? How does it go together? How can a simple human being be Zeuche to Torah? So the Eibishter created the person. While the person is created, the Eibishter puts in the whole Torah into the person before he is born. Then his creation is with Torah. And although he forgets what he has learned, but he still got the creation, he's created by Torah. And that is why he can be Zeuche Torah later on. Im lomadet Torah harbe. You have learned a lot of Torah. Al tachzo toive b'atzmecho. Don't feel gratitude to yourself. Ki lekach neitzorto. The Eibishter created you with Torah. That is why you can learn Torah. So we've got it inside. Our creation was created. What our human being, everything is created by Torah. So we can have the power of a yearning to know and to be mekayim the whole Torah. Because we were created with the Torah. Our Yetzirah is with Torah. That is why there's a possibility we should have a yearning and a thirst to greater standards than we can actually get today. And it helps, as we said before, can help later on. We say in Kedusha, Mimkoimcho Malkeinu Sofia, we beg of Hashem, Mimkoimcho Malkeinu, please approach us, come to us. Why? What schus have we got to ask Hashem? He should come to us in glory. Ki mechakim anachnu loch, because we are waiting for you. We are yearning to see you in a way we can. We wish to have Hashem's presence. And in this schus itself, we can be mispalel. Mimkoimcho malkeinu sofia, ki mechakim anachnu loch. The Gemara zok, one of the first questions one is asked when we come to Olam Haboyis, Tzipiso li Yeshua. Have you waited for Mashiach? Have you waited for Yeshua? Because Hashem knows our limitations today. The first question is not what have you done. He knows exactly what we have done. But were you happy? Were you satisfied? Or did you want more? Tzipiso li Yeshua? Were you waiting for better times? Someone, Chas v'Shalom, hasn't got panosa. He's not satisfied. Although he can't have more panosa now. That's his panosa now. But he's still hoping and waiting and praying. Or mispalel, he wants more panosa. So why not when it comes to Ruchnius? Why are we happy? Why aren't we yearning for more? Are we not preparing for a mitzvah with all the energy, love, and dedication, devotion we have, put it into a mitzvah which comes in front of you. Tzipisol Yeshua, never mind what he did. Not never mind, Chatoshon, wrong expression. We'll speak about it later, Dr. Eibishter. Avadi minds. Aber Tzipisol Yeshua, why weren't you yearning for more? Yet a meiser that the previous Rabbi Yudel Finkel, the Choyne Levroche, the Mira Rosh Hashiva, had a son, Reb Chaim Ze'ev Finkel, called him Chazap, but a gewaltige tzaddik. Unfortunately, in middle age, he got extremely ill. And he couldn't learn Torah. So once the Chavrus of the Rosh Hashiva came to the Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva was all excited under tremendous tension. So the Chavrus asked the Rosh Hashiva, what's the matter? So after, my son, Reb Chaim Ze'ev, is not learning Torah. He's going to depart from this world, not having his mind on Torah. I can't take it. He overcame the pain of the child being ill, but he couldn't overcome the pain. So the Chavrus told him, well, he learned all his life. And if he wanted to learn, Hashem looks upon him as he has learned, as he is learning now as well. Oh, is that true? Thank you very much. And he calmed down. The wish of a person is extremely powerful when it comes to Ruchnius. They say, the Baal Shem once said, what is an Isoin? I don't see Nisoyin in English, what's it good? Test? Actually, yeah, a test. We all have this Nisoyin every day. We want to get up in the morning and the Torah comes to us and says, well, maybe another 10 minutes sleeping. They say that the Chofetz Chaim is going out to eat with the old men, so we wanted to get up in the morning. And the Torah came to him, well, out to eat, such an old, in old age, you have to get up so early. He said, well, you're much older than me, you're up before me. Our colleague from the heavenly students continuously. Whatever we want to do, the Yitzhak comes in, puts it in the soil, makes it hard for us. But we have to know, Nisoyen is not Chas V'Sholem, that one should fall in and do the wrong thing, Chas V'Sholem. And a soil is a step up. They say the Baal Shem Tov once said, if you learn a young child to walk, so what do? You hold both hands of the child, and you see, if he stands, you move back one step and see, come another step. If he walks another step, he walks even more back. So he puts the child into a test of Chas V'Sholem be able to fall down, but it's only an ingredient. He should be able to walk another step and another step. Hashem puts the Sionis to us, but it's in order we should be able to grow and walk another step. You're going to have the same situation the whole time. So how are we going to steig? But if a Nisoyin comes by, and the Nisoyins are very powerful. My father always says, to sein gesund, I remember the Bochi told us, whenever the Yetzirah comes to you, don't forget to tell him Sholem Aleichem. Because when you say Sholem Aleichem, you can say Lechaim u'Lesholem. If you become parts of you, you have had it. Don't forget, that was the idea of the Chofetz Chaim, always making discussions with the Yetzer Hara, because he's only an advisor, he's not part of us. If anything, the Neshama is part of us. So that's the Nisoyin, to walk for another step and another step, to grow, to build our vision, to build our yearning to Torah in mitzvahs. To say once the Baal Shem Tov walked with his Talmidim and they came to a little patch of water and the water was icy. And there were a few Shkotzen there, and on the ice they made like little tzlomim, little crosses. So Baal Shem said, on ice, if it's frozen, you can do anything you want. If we haven't got the warmth, If we haven't got the heart, as we said before, the cherish for mitzvahs, the warmth for mitzvahs, it's always a danger. So the limit of mon is the power of the machshove. Steht wo aviv shomar es hadovo. Yosef HaTzadik had dreams that all the kochovim will come and the brothers will come. Wo aviv shomar es hadovo. The father, Yankov Avinu, kept it, guarded the dreams for 21 years till it became true. So Drash, what means shomar? He looked out for the dream to become true. Shoma ba'as means guarding, not looking out and waiting. But when it comes to Ruchnius, looking out for it is the guarding of the mitzvah. Looking out for a mitzvah. Looking out towards a shir tonight. Looking out to start the morning, the week with Torah. Looking out for a Shmuine Esre, for a Broche, for a Mitzvah, this is the Shmire of the Mitzvah. You cannot have the complete to Ellis benefit of a Mitzvah only if you put your mind to it. Yankov Avinu, when he went through Haro Mirio, where there was the Akedas Yitzchok, V'lo Yohiv Daite, he didn't put his mind to it. And he passed it. Then Yohiv died. Oy Gewalt! How could I go through such a holy place and not be mispalel? And was Kvitzas Haderech, he was there. The power of Machshove, the power of Achon of a Yid, when it comes to Ruchnis, is tremendous. We anyway do mitzvahs. We have to do mitzvahs, and we do it with pride. Let us put our mind to it. Let us prepare ourselves for a mitzvah. Chassidim roshoin moishoin shor achas livne atfile. Before davening, they used to prepare for 1 hour in order to daven. We can't prepare 1 hour for davening, but at least 1 minute before we say asher yotzar, 30 seconds. What am I going to say? I'm going to say a broche shachol ni medore b'yude p'yu adomo. I'm going to say a broche. Let us put our mind to it. Like Shabbos puts a taste into the food. Like the machshov of Klal Yisrael made the mon forever the thought of. Kal v'choymer, when it comes to a mitzvah, what kind of mitzvah will it be? How much greater will the mitzvah be if we put our machshove in mind, cherish the mitzvah? I'm going to make a mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, Hashem, you gave me a mitzvah. I'm going to do it with full force, with the full kavanah, with the full dedication, with full devotion. Shkoyach Ebeshi, you gave me a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah, what great mitzvah would it be? How much greater would it be? And Tzipisoli Yeshua, let us look out for greater madriges in Ruchnius. Let us ask Hashem, please Hashem, can we have a time with more Ruchnius? Let us not have such influence from the road, from the society, from the tomb of the world. Let us keep our Kedusha, this yearning, this wish, this prayer is so powerful that we can say, Mimkoimcho Malkinu Sophia, Kim Hakim Anachnu Loch, Mim Heiro Vyomeinu Amen Vyomeinu.